Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. Let me turn my mic on. There we go. Welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. On today's show, we're going to talk first with the Fire Board President, Darlene Packard, with firefighter Jeremiah King. They have some 9/11 commemorations coming up at the Civic Center to talk about. We'll also talk to realtor Bonnie Lepore at the bottom of the hour. She is Debbie Stewart's guest speaker for the Senior Connection this week. She will talk about how to seniorize your home to prepare for our golden years. Of course, this is Monday, and that means Tuesday Night Classics are just about 28, 30 hours away at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. And the word classic was made for this one. It's the big one, folks. Gone with the Wind. On the big screen, exactly the way it was intended to be seen. That'll be screening tomorrow night for only $5 at 7 o'clock at the Harkins 14 here and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. And the middle of this week, Wednesday at the Prescott Oaks Theater, the Western movie Tombstone, which kind of brought back the Western for a while in the late 80s. That will be screening Wednesday evening at the Prescott Elks Theater. So we're going to get started right away with Darlene Packard and Jeremiah King in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottled Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. The D-backs host the Philadelphia Phillies Monday at 6. Monday at 11:30 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com. You're
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You know, it's always great on this show to have a friend in the studio. That's the case today. We have Darlene Packard and Jeremiah King. Jeremiah was here just a couple months ago to talk about the Patriot Run and some other events that are going to come up to honor our first responders and our military, the 9/11 anniversary. Hard to believe 18 years is coming up, and we are talking to the brainchild behind many of those events, Darlene Packard. Darlene, first of all, describe the fire board. You're the president of the fire board, right?
No, not this term. I'm the clerk of the fire board.
And which fire board is this?
For both the Central Yavapai Fire District Taxing Authority, mm-hmm. and also for the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority.
Well, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority.
Or, we like to say CAFMA.
I'd hate to have to answer the phones there. So tell us what exactly your role is with the fire board.
I'm on for the taxing authority. I'm one of five, and we set our tax rate, mm-hmm. and set the budget. And then on the CAFMA board, I am a clerk. And the CAFMA is the overall policy-setting board.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's Scott Freitag's agency, right?
He's over all of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because wasn't that part of the Chino Valley? Didn't they merge several departments for that?
We didn't merge. We have a joint partnership.
Okay.
It's an authority.
Okay. Now, you mentioned you act to set the budget. What are some of the expenses that would surprise the average listener that the fire department has to budget for?
Oh, golly. Probably the biggest thing is, of course, equipment.
Of course, yeah.
Personnel, PSPRS.
Oh, that's a big one, isn't it?
Health cost, mm-hmm. healthcare cost, workman comp cost. I don't know, Jeremiah. From your level, what do you think?
Well, definitely the personnel costs are always the largest. And this fire department has a long history of being very responsible with the taxpayers' contributions to take care of equipment and facilities. So they're very, very diligent about that. So that's another piece that people need to know.
What would surprise you is that a pair of firefighter boots cost in the vicinity of $400.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Oh, my goodness. I would imagine just the equipment you guys have to carry to any scene would astound people at how expensive it all is. Plus, having to carry it, that's one of the reasons you guys have to stay in shape, right?
That's exactly right.
Now, which agency are you with, Jeremiah?
Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority.
Okay, so you're with CAFMA. And whenever you open up the newspaper these days, it seems like there's a new wildfire burning somewhere. We had the Cellar Fire 16 miles from Prescott. We had the Museum Fire near Flagstaff. Now we have the Verde Fire going near Scottsdale. Is any part of the year not fire season?
It's getting closer and closer together on the far ends. It definitely seems like it's starting earlier and ending later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you've been on both sides of this. You've been a wildland firefighter and a traditional firefighter, right?
That's right. In the beginning of my career, I've always been a structured firefighter, never actually served like for the Forest Service or anything mm-hmm. like that. But we have an off-district program where firefighters are called to different fires across the state and the country to help extinguish those fires, and I was a part of that program mm-hmm. in the beginning of my structured fire career.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would get called out to that. We would take a piece of equipment, an apparatus with us, and hit the road and go help.
Wow. Now, Darlene, you were here because of Patriot Week coming up. It's hard to believe it's only 31 days away. Now, the week of September 6th through 13th is going to be a very busy week for both of you. So tell us about, first of all, about the healing fields.
Well, the healing field was started 8 years ago by former Prescott Valley Councilwoman Mary Mallory.
Former, because she is now
the county supervisor
for
District 5, and I am so proud of my friend.
Yes.
So she gave it over to me, and I've been the chair for the past 5 years.
And one of the most moving aspects of the healing fields is not only the presence of how many flags?
3,000.
Wow. And, of course, those commemorate those lives lost in New York and Washington on 9/11, 2001, right?
Right.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The really sad part about it is that we continue to lose firefighters and police because of their involvement in the cleanup.
You know, when you look at and Jeremiah, I know you can relate to this, when you look at the aftermath of that incredible destruction, can you even imagine what kinds of things were in the air these people were taking in? Even if they had dust masks. I mean, what's happening to a lot of these people, they're dying off 20, 30 years too young, aren't they?
That's absolutely right. All the contaminants in the air are causing cancer at an alarming rate.
Yeah. One of the things that got me about that incredible catastrophe was there was a dump site on Staten Island where they took an awful lot of the wreckage. This is one of those cruel things where names make you wonder why they name it that. Do you know what the name of that dump site has always been?
No.
Fresh Kills. That's the name of the dump site.
Well,
can you imagine that on Staten Island? And they ship tons and tons and tons of all that wreckage over there. So we're going to honor, of course, those first responders. And, you know, we'll never forget them, but we try and remember them, of course, every September 11th and that week around. So tell us what goes on with the flag setup. How many people do you need for that? What time should they report?
Go ahead, Jeremiah.
So we like to involve the community in this project. As you pointed out, there are 3,000 flags that go up on that day, September 6th this year. They'll be up for a full week, and it is quite a project to put all of those up. Mm-hmm. We do want community involvement. We do appreciate volunteers. They can sign up through the Facebook page, Prescott Valley Patriot Week or PV Patriot Week?
That or Healing Field PV.
Healing Field PV.
At gmail.com.
Just email and they'll give you information on how and when to, how to sign up and when to show up. Come out at, so we're starting the volunteers this year at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Please don't come any earlier than that. We have some prep work that we like to do, but at 7 a.m. come on out and we will put you to work. And it is really a phenomenal thing when the whole community gets together to put these things up. And it really is the purpose of it.
September 6th,
that's correct.
Now, you know, when you see that, once it's all done, when you see it from a distance, it's just magnificent. All those flags waving in the air. But when you get up close, what really gets you is the boots. Jeremiah, tell us about that.
That's right. There's 343 pairs of firefighter boots that represent the 343 firefighters that died that day, going into those buildings to rescue people and to make effort to extinguish the fire or to at least suppress it enough to get people out. Many of those, and most if not all of those men knew that they were going in, they probably weren't going to be coming out, especially after the first tower came down. And then there are, you'll have to help me, 72 pairs of law enforcement. That is the City of New York Police Department and the Port Authority police officers.
And I'd like to mention our guest speaker this year is retired Captain Patty Mack. If you're out there, Patty Mack, hi. And she and her partner wore New York City court officer.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, we never think about them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were right near the tower, and when they saw it going on, there were seven of them that ran over there to help out.
Wow.
Her captain did not make it, and Patty did. And she'll be speaking on September 11th. At our ceremony,
And that'll be moving. That'll be a really good speech, and
55
I think we have to remember the soldiers that died at the Pentagon as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure, you know, people tend to forget that because I remember the day it happened. Of course, as we all do. Not only, of course, were the Twin Towers hit and both collapsed, but then that plane hit the Pentagon, and then there was another plane that was brought down by passenger involvement in Shanksville. Nashville. And then the next day, there was anthrax arriving at Congress. And you had to wonder, what the heck is going on? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's next? Have they poisoned the water supply? Or what is going on? That's a scary time to look back, isn't it?
It was just
a horrifying time for so many ways. But part of the great thing about the Patriot Week that you're doing, and I know Jeremiah, you and your peers are part of this. Describe the Patriot Run for us.
So the Patriot Run is a 10K, 5K, 1 mile run that starts and finishes there at the Civic Center in the Healing Field, and really what that sort of began as is an event to bring families, younger families out, and folks that may not come, have time or know about the Healing Field, and draw them to that area so that they could experience that for themselves. But just as another way to advertise for the Healing Field, that's really how it started out. Mm-hmm. And what it is also a fundraiser for the Central Arizona Honor Guard, who performs the honors details at the Blessing of the Field, which is that same day on the 7th at 9:30 in the morning, and then also on September 11th, we perform the honors detail for the memorial.
Darlene, I think Jeremiah has heard this story before, so forgive me, indulge me for a moment. But my regular listeners know that I spent 5 years working in the funeral and cemetery industry in California. And I probably personally buried about 800 people. And I always kept a straight face. That's part of the job, you know. The closest I ever came to is losing it emotionally. We were doing a first responder's funeral, someone who died active duty in the Middle East. I was okay until the fallen soldiers' peers lined up and took off their trident pins and pushed them into his mounted picture. That was the closest I ever came to breaking up. How do you keep a straight face, Jeremiah, when you guys have to attend the funeral or the parade, the caravan, not the caravan, the
procession.
Procession, thank you, for a fallen comrade?
Yeah, and that's what the job of the Central Arizona Honor Guard is. Our motto is to honor the fallen and honor the flag. Mm-hmm. And we honor fallen firefighters and police officers. We do that by performing honors duties at their funerals, line of duty death, active duty, even retirees. It is difficult. And composure and poise is something that takes some practice.
Sure.
But we know that we're there to pay tribute to the fallen and to honor the fallen's family and to let them know that that we're here for them and that they are being honored properly and respected appropriately.
Speaking of support, tell us about the responsibility and the strength of the spouses and children when you're called away on something you may not come back from.
Absolutely, and I want to point out that the wives and the children, or the spouses and the children that are still at home, they're the real heroes. It takes a lot to be strong, to handle all the business at home, to also be worrying about that spouse while they're away. It takes a lot of courage and strength, and it's definitely, when we go to work, we have a social contract with the customer, and we swore an oath, and we know what we're going for. We're trained, we're prepared, but the family's left at home not knowing, and not knowing what we may encounter that day. So when we go to honor a fallen firefighter, it is really important that the families know that we respect their sacrifice as well.
Yeah, because you've been there. We've got more to talk about with Jeremiah and Darlene coming up in just a moment. We'll be talking more about Patriot Week on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. Get a home with a view.
Life sounds and feels different when you play. What are you waiting for? Seize the day. Reconnect. Recharge. Remember what makes life worth living. Go play. Go RVing. Purchasing an RV is easy and affordable. For as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and travel to the playground of your choice. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. Stop by and find an RV that's perfect for your lifestyle. Join us for lunch right off the barbecue grill every Friday and Saturday from 11:30 to 1:30 at Prescott in Prescott Valley. Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together for over 22 years. Proud to have been chosen one of the top five elite Blue Ribbon RV dealers in the U.S. and Canada. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, or online anytime at AffinityRV.com.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
The Prescott Center for the Arts opens its 50th season with the Cole Porter musical, Anything Goes. Aboard the SS American, Lovelorn Billy is on a mission to stop the marriage of Hope Harcourt to Lord Oakley. Billy must woo and win back his true love with the help of Showgirl, Sailors, and Public Enemy No. 13. This is a contagiously fun and pure musical comedy joy. Anything Goes runs September 12th through September 29th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
Get the D-backs Dutch Bros Tumbler Cup on Saturday, August 17th before the D-backs versus Giants game. The first 15,000 fans get one, plus a Dutch Bros gift card. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. D-backs ASU night is Friday, August 30th. Get a lower-level D-backs Dodgers ticket and a co-branded t-shirt for just $35. Visit dbacks.com/ASU. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:23. We'll be talking to Bonnie Lamour in just a few minutes. In the meantime, Jeremiah King and Darlene Packard are here. We're talking about Patriot Week. We've covered some of the events so far. Darlene, also, we have a patriotic concert featuring the Humboldt Unified School District Children's Choir at 6 o'clock on that week. And will that be the second night, September 7th, I believe?
Yes.
And also you have on Tuesday, the 10th, you have a free patriotic community concert. That'll be, I assume, at the amphitheater on the Green, right?
Yep.
Isn't that a nice addition, by the way?
It is. Lovely.
It's a real nice gathering place for the whole community. It really is nice. And then on Wednesday, September 11th, of course, the actual anniversary of that awful day, at 6 p.m., you have a 9/11 memorial ceremony. What's going to go on there?
Well, it'll start with the mayor will be there, and he will start the program, and he'll introduce his council, and then Mary Mallory will come back as our County 5 supervisor.
Yep. Nice.
And she will do a brief welcome, and then we'll have the honor guard come in and show our colors, and Jeremiah?
Yeah, we'll be presenting the colors, and the Central Arizona Pipes and Drums Band will be playing the music for that. Then there will be speakers. The MC this year is
Chief Edelstein.
So the police, the interim police chief will be in speaking. as the MC. Then we have the speaker that...
Captain Patty Mack.
Patty Mack, that will be speaking. And so we'll go through the, a short program, and then, of course, the I'm drawing a blank on the 21 gun salute.
Yeah, my favorite part is when our firefighters go up on top of the Civic Center and they lower the flag.
Oh my goodness, wow.
And the pipe and drums will be up there?
Yeah, hopefully we're able to have our piper up there playing a tune as the flag is lowered. It's a gigantic sure. American flag. And then Dan Tillman and the
Purple Heart recipient. Oh, Purple Heart recipient will do the pledge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Dan Tillman, who is the commander of the Post-6 American Legion, will do the 21-gun salute.
Very well. And hopefully you'll be able to get the piper back down, too, right?
That's right.
We certainly hope on that. And then the big day, Friday the 13th, and here's where you really need your volunteers to take down those 3,000 flags, don't you?
Yep. What goes up must come
down.
That's
true, one way or the other. That's yep. true. Well, Darlene and Jeremiah, we're really glad you're here because this is becoming a wonderful annual event. Of course, it's a sad reason for it all, but we never forget, you know, the importance of our first responders, and that's why we do this every year. We thank you for what you do for the community and for coming on Q&A. Looking forward to seeing you guys on Patriot Week, September 6th through the 13th. And remember, that's the Prescott Valley Healing Fields of Northern Arizona, plus the Patriot Run in the morning on September 7th, the concert, the community concert. We're going to have the memorial ceremony. It's all right there, and all at the PV Civic Center, right?
Correct.
Very good place for that. Thank you so much. Stay tuned because we're going to check the local and state news and weather and then talk to Bonnie Lepore about how to seniorize your home. Yeah, there is such a thing, and it's a good idea. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
When you were young, what did you want to be when you grew up? While many of us didn't become firefighters, singers, or astronauts, we can still become retired. Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. It takes the right kind of planning and help to get to that comfortable retirement. So while I can't put out fires, sing along with Lady Gaga, or blast off to the moon, I can help you reach your financial goals. I've been assisting my clients for over 25 years with their financial, estate, and tax planning needs, and I can help you as well. Call me at 480-991-1055 and schedule a complimentary consultation. That's 480-991-1055. Visit us online at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates LLC and Client One Securities LLC are not affiliated.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The biggest and best expo yet awaits you on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Enjoy health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Connect with organizations that promote healthy lifestyle activities, such as hiking and biking. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. And enter drawings for the chance to win a Fitbit and other great prizes. Make it a mega celebration by exploring the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. Bring the whole family to YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 5th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The town of Prescott Valley is scheduled to open its newest park in late fall.
Construction is underway on Santa Fe Station Park, located off Santa Fe Loop in the Granville subdivision. Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation Director Brian Witte describes some of the amenities that will be included in this project.
We got pickleball courts and then also our first inclusive playground. Now, all of our playgrounds are ADA accessible, but this one takes it to the next level.
Witte explains,
I don't have a specific deadline, but we're anticipating that by this fall, all of our irrigation and turf work will be in. Playgrounds will be completed and finished. Pickleball courts will be ready to go. So we'd like to have that additional amenity as well as some time to let the grass grow.
Turf and irrigation work is ongoing. The name of the park was chosen through a 7-day survey. 660 respondents selected Santa Fe Station Park over Summit View and Granville. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
A 30% chance for brief scattered showers and spot storms today and Wednesday, 20% tomorrow, with a mostly sunny high today near 94, tomorrow and Wednesday, 88. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to a partly cloudy 69. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chances for isolated storms, highs of 104 today, 98 tomorrow and Wednesday, a late night low near 73. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at kqna.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Experience unparalleled beauty as you soar through the sky above Sedona. Guidance Air will take you on a breathtaking helicopter tour over the beautiful red rock formations of the Grand Canyon, Secret Canyon, and Horseshoe Bend. Want something a little more cozy? Enjoy an exclusive private couples tour, which includes a romantic sunset flight and dinner at the award-winning Mesa Grill. Their professionals and experienced staff will help you fulfill a definite bucket list item and is the number one outdoor activity in Sedona by TripAdvisor. For more information, visit GuidanceAir.com or call 351-1000.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
I'm Councilman Jim Lamerson and seeking re-election. Since elected, I've served as chairman of the city's Water Issues Committee, city council liaison to planning and zoning, and city liaison to the Board of Adjustments. I've been chairman of the city's Boards and Commission and Appointment Committee and Mayor Pro Tem with three different mayors. I have experience and institutional knowledge to help Prescott move forward and would appreciate your continued support and ask for your vote by August 27th.
This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Jim Lamerson.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back at 2:35. You know, as we get older, sometimes we have to adjust the way things are in our home, and we have just the kind of person to talk about that, because she is doing a chat, a talk for the Senior Connection, our friend Debbie Stewart's wonderful service. It is Bonnie Lepore. You are a seniors real estate specialist with My Home Group Real Estate, right, Bonnie?
That's right.
Tell us what you do and a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you, DJ, for having me on today. As you mentioned, I am a certified seniors real estate specialist, and I have also invested in real estate for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I am a property manager and owner of vacation rentals, and now I'm in residential real estate.
Wow. And what are some of the things that would surprise people if they found out their home is really not necessarily, dare I say the word, seniorized?
What would surprise them? One of the first things are stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got stairs, even if it's a little step. And I'm talking about the step from the garage to your home. There might be two or three.
Mm-hmm.
If your washer and dryer happen to be in the garage, and you're carrying a big load of clothes, you can't see your feet.
Oh.
And I think people can be very surprised by how that can cause trouble as we age.
Now, I know a lot of people like to stay in their homes as long as possible. And if they have made their home child-friendly for either their own kids or for grandkids, I imagine a little bit of that can come back to haunt them if they're living alone in their older years, right?
That's right. That's right.
And what are some of the things people can be doing? For instance, well, before we get to that, let me ask you this. Why are you so compassionate about senior community living here?
Well, when my husband and I first came here 11 years ago, we moved from Phoenix into gorgeous Groom Creek. It was our dream house. It was a
You like things woodsy,
don't
you?
Oh, yes, very woodsy. Dirt road, two-track,
mm-hmm.
two stories. We had a pine tree, a ponderosa pine, growing out of the back porch. It was cool.
Wow.
Wood-burning stove, and when I say wood-burning, 24-7 in the winter. 6,500 elevation, and we're talking snow 18 inches at
times.
It
also means a lot of wood chopping, doesn't it?
Wood chopping, wood hauling,
mm-hmm.
a well, propane. If you don't manage your wood, you're in propane, which is, what, $1,000 a month. It's
yeah.
very expensive.
Oh, wow.
And a 500-foot driveway, winding.
This was a little bit different than Phoenix, wasn't it?
It was a lot different than Phoenix.
But also much cooler during the summer, so
yes,
good.
It was fantastic, and that lasted for about 2 years. Yeah, about 2 years. And then my husband started to have a little back trouble, little memory issues. We started to really understand that we're aging, and we made the decision at that time to leave it
mm-hmm.
and to move into Prescott Valley, track home, level ground, no stairs, a manageable backyard, natural gas, no propane anymore, and a gas fireplace.
You know, you mentioned you finally recognized you were aging. I saw an interview with Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney the other day when they performed together in Dodger Stadium just a week or two ago. And you think of that, they're in their late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
We, the baby boomers, we are the generation that was never going to get old. Well, what's the alternative to getting old? Well, you know,
yeah.
at least we're still alive.
And vertical.
Yeah, so, well, most of us.
Yeah.
And I'm more horizontal these days. But I have to ask you, how much resistance do you get from people who refuse to accept the fact you're going to be getting older, you're going to need these things?
Well, when I am in a room of seniors and I say, how many of you want to age in place? How many of you want to stay in your home until? Everybody raises their hand.
Sure.
I have pretty much 100%. The reality of it is that they may not be able to happen. We don't know. But certainly making sure that your home is senior-friendly will help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the name of your talk for the Senior Connection is, and I love this title, it pretty well explains it, Love It, Fix It, or Leave It. Describe those three options. First of all, love it.
Love it is if you are able to evaluate your home. You look at it, it's not too big, it's not too small, it has, it can accommodate handicap situations, mm-hmm. including a wheelchair, walker, hospital bed, and if you are living near services, We don't want anyone to become isolated.
Sure.
That's a physical and can be a mental problem. And we want to make sure that they're safe in their home.
Mm-hmm. The second option is fix it. So how do you fix it?
Well, because of the Senior Connection, I am, of course, a member, and I have lots of affiliates. And I am able to help my clients find people who can help declutter, who are able to pack for you, financial situations, which we can talk about more later, and lots of things, repairman, contractor, even gardeners.
And your third option is leave it. When do you make that decision?
We have a little quiz that we take. And the quiz goes through every room, and I do this evaluation also if I go to your home. And on that quiz, if you end up with 7 or 8 of the expensive fixes, that's when you start to go, okay, this may not be for me. And it's also when you look at the balance of the cost if you are going to go into assisted living versus bringing care into your home.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the senior living options available here in the Prescott area?
Well, first of all, we have private home. Age in place, private home, we're responsible for everything. That's mm-hmm. how the majority of people live here in Prescott. Next, you have independent living. Independent living is when you are responsible for yourself, but someone else is responsible for the building, pretty much.
Okay.
They may have some social activities, maybe a kitchen, but usually you do your own cooking, and you pay a fee for that on a monthly basis. It's like an HOA,
yeah.
But it would be for the services of maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have assisted living. And we have lots of assisted living options here in Prescott, and they come in a lot of different variety and a lot of different levels. You can have a situation where it's called continued care, where you start out with independent living, you move into assisted living, and then you can also move into memory care
mm-hmm.
Or nursing care, all within the same organization.
Okay.
So you have assisted living, and then the next one would be nursing home, and then the next one is memory care.
Let me ask you this. If you're dealing with seniors whose home has been paid off for many years, how tough is it for them to consider moving to a place where they got to start paying again?
That is where planning comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are products out there where you can sell your home, you can buy another home, and not put all of your assets back into that second home. It's called a reverse to purchase. So depending on your situation, it's important to talk to your real estate person about your finances so that we can do some creative planning.
Yeah.
It may be that you sell your home and use those proceeds with the help of a financial investor or a person who understands how to keep that money safe. And then that money would be funneled into your assisted living home or some other situation
mm-hmm.
for you.
You know, the newspapers have been full of stories the last several years about baby boomers who have not put money away for retirement.
Right.
Do you find the same thing happening in the housing market if they have to eventually transition?
What usually happens is that the person who wants to age in place, if they have not made a plan, what will happen is they will find out that, unfortunately, the cost of home care outranks the cost of assisted living. And then they find that it's very expensive, and they have to move. So if they have to move, what happens? Number one, they have a terrible feeling that they're going to burden other people
because
they don't have a plan. They're not financially set up to handle it. The second thing is financial shock. Could be the first thing.
Yeah.
And then here's the third thing that people don't think about. We have a lot of seniors up here in Prescott area, in the Quad Cities area. The thing that happens are waiting lists. One of the most popular assisted living companies here has a 3 to 5 year waiting list.
Is that in part because of a lack of affordable housing here, affordable apartments and small homes, things like that?
A lot of it has to do with the demand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's it's hard to say. Is it a lack of or I suppose it's the same thing. If you have a demand, it's also about financing because the company I'm speaking of also has the best rates and provides the best care,
mm-hmm.
Some of the best care.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your talk. When and where is it coming up with the Senior Connection?
It is going to be August 15th.
That is going to be
in Prescott Valley.
Thursday? Next Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah, week from
yes.
Thursday. And it's going to be where? Do we know where yet?
I'm going to give you my phone number,
mm-hmm.
928-899-4845.
And that's part of it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
928-899-4845. And it is in Prescott Valley.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be very convenient for most of our listeners. So when you're talking in front of a group, what kinds of, being a realtor, right? And you've been a realtor for how long? Involved in this industry for how long?
I have been investing in real estate for 20 years. I've been actually in residential real estate. This is my first year.
Oh, really? Okay. So what kinds of questions do you tend to get when you're meeting for the first time, either with a group or with a potential home buyer?
The questions that I get are days on market, the size of the house, the cost of the house, what is going to happen in the area near the house, the community.
And we, in this area, especially in the Prescott area, we have a lot of two-story homes, don't we?
We do. This is a very hilly area.
Mm-hmm.
We have Yavapai Hills, lots of hills.
Mm-hmm.
Ranch at Prescott, lots of hills. Prescott Canyon Estates, which is a senior living community. It's got hills. So it's something that you really have to be prepared for and understand that that's something that you might run into. There are also some that are very flat.
Sure.
Villages at Lynx Creek, which is a 55-plus community, very nice community, it is flat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe is Willow Gardens. Gardens at Willow Creek.
And, you know, with those hills, you know, we always talk about as you get older, you might not want to take too many, stairs. If you're living in the hills, even in a ranch home, you're going to be walking uphill quite a bit, aren't you? You're going to be ramps and driveways and yards and steps up into the home, aren't you?
Right, right. So it's important to have that evaluated and get what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that's important are garages. If you're going to be living in a private home or is a garage, because if we don't have a garage, we can at night be exposed to the elements and also to animals and also to bad people.
And, you know, when it comes to bad people, I know this area, most people are very proud of our very dark skies and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have street lights, that can lead to problems with bad people, can't it?
It certainly can. And that's why it's important to drive your car into the garage,
mm-hmm.
close the garage door, and then go in.
On that note, do you find people, and I don't know if you've ever asked about this, but I find more and more people take the default code that came with the garage door, and hackers know how to beat that, don't they? You have to personalize your code for your remote for the garage door, don't you?
Yes, yes, and that can be a safety hazard,
mm-hmm.
too. So there is you can get it on the internet, it's a lock that you put, after you get out of your car, you can put in a pin lock.
Yeah.
Into the garage door,
mm-hmm.
so that even if someone had a remote, they could not open it.
Yeah. Do you find people as they get older, now we know how much this area is great with dogs and cats. We love our animals here. Do you find that when people get older, there's certain kinds of pets they just can't keep up with anymore as they get older?
If you have to walk a large dog, I can see where that could be, certainly be a problem.
Because he needs to be exercised.
Yes, absolutely. And so, that's a really good point, DJ, because people do not make accommodations sometimes. If they're not planning for their life, they're probably not planning for a pet's life.
Oh, well said.
And there is a person who is associated with Senior Connection who is part of the Humane Society, and she takes care of pet estates. and helps people rehome their pet if something were to happen to them.
You know, people don't think about that, do they? Because, you know, we all think about when we're left behind, you know, our children, our grandchildren. What about the pets?
Yes, it's very important.
I'll be darned.
And it's important that a certain amount of money be left for the care of that pet, too.
Indeed.
And that, it, again, you not end up burdening people for lack of planning.
Mm-hmm. So what first got you involved in the real estate profession?
I love people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge people person. And I retired once, and now I'm not retired. I went back to work because it's, you know, aging can happen at I think there's different levels of engagement or given in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still ready to engage. I'm not done yet.
So
not by far.
So do you come across people who don't yet have a plan B?
Oh, I definitely do. And mm-hmm. plan B, one thing when it comes to finances, I like to just point out this specific, just a couple of things. If you, talking about plan B, let's say you can't stay in your home for whatever reason. You're just plain can't get out of bed anymore. Well, plan B is to think about the fact that if you have just 5 hours of home care a day, somebody comes in, they're not there at night, they're just there during the day, make you some meals, help you shower, etc. That 5 hours can equal about $40,000 a year.
Wow.
And assisted living can cost about $40,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in assisted living, you're not, you don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
If you're at home, you still have to worry about your house, about the roof leaking, about the plumbing. You still have to deal with the stress of being a homeowner.
Sure.
Assisted living, it only takes about 5 hours a day to tip the scales in favor. The other thing is that nursing home can be $50,000 or more,
mm-hmm.
sometimes $60,000, it depends. And nursing home, memory care, $80,000.
Oh, my goodness. So I guess what you're saying is aging isn't for sissies, is it?
It is not for sissies. So this is what I say is don't wait, don't procrastinate.
So how can our listeners contact you about these issues and learn about your talk coming up?
928-899-4845. Go on seniorconnection.com, and the address will be there. And what I want to leave everyone with is the fact that I can come into your home, make a home visit, evaluate your situation, and chat about Plan A and Plan B.
Good to know. That is Bonnie Lepore, Home Group Real Estate, right?
My Home Group Real Estate.
My Home Group Real Estate. There
yes.
we go. And you are a seniors real estate specialist. I didn't know there was certification for such that.
There certainly
that's
is.
Good to know. So thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Make sure you take advantage of her free talk coming up next Thursday. And we'll stay tuned because we've got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming your way on today's talk or today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. I get it right. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And just for your information, Bonnie Lepore's Talk for the Senior Connection will be next Thursday. That's the 15th. It will be at Prescott Valley Christian Church. That's at 7655 East Longlook Drive. Prescott Valley Christian Church, 7655 East Longlook Drive. That'll be from noon to 1 on Thursday, the 15th. Hey, if you have any kids or grandkids, and you mentioned the name BTS, and they go, wah! Well, you want to reserve time because a documentary about the Korean boy band BTS will be coming this weekend to the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. So keep the kids in mind for that. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, followed by Talk of a Town, Chino Valley, Diamondbacks baseball without Zach Godley. Yay! At 6 p.m. Then join me back here tomorrow for Q&A with my guest, the finest band in Northern Arizona, Sugar and the Mint. That is tomorrow, Tuesday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.